Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action, crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024 and beyond. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Ernesto Colari and Barbara Wardell. Ernesto and Barbara are co-founders of Colari and Wardell, a geofencing ad agency that drives 5,000 satellite verified in-store visits to retail locations all across the nation, as well as Canada and Australia, using GPS, contextual, and behavior based data. Ernesto, Barbara, welcome to the Do Zone. And tell me something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh. Good to see you again.
Hello, Josh. How are you? Thank you for having us.
The key to getting stuff done that most people, what was that?
That most people wouldn't think of.
The key to getting stuff done. I don't know. I just saw a podcast yesterday with, what's her name? Sanchez? What's her, do you remember her first name?
Cody Sanchez.
And I kind of agree with her. It's like you almost for a while you have to be obsessed, almost have that
the drive, that passion,
right,
to
that work
succeed
ethic that just exceeds your own expectations. And I'll give you a quick story. So I ran for Congress in 2012, and I was my party's nominee in Monmouth County. And I thought I knew what hard work was. But we had campaigning as a 20 for politics is a 24/7 job, especially at the last 90 days of a campaign. And I learned from that if I want to be successful, if I want to do something to the next level, I have to be more committed than anybody else. So that's my short answer.
It's always
Barbara,
commitment.
Anything to add to that?
I would say not only commitment and passion as well, but I think overall it's actually focusing on the goal and the steps to the goals that people don't think. You always miss those steps. I think you should use your funnel and make, you know, a nice diagram of all the steps you need, just to remind you, because as we're going through our day, sometimes we want a shortcut. And then later on, we're like, oh, wow, I didn't get there. The foundation is the most important thing in a business. And if you make that foundation strong, you're definitely going to grow the business properly.
That's awesome. And so you have a distinct honor. I have recorded more than 250 episodes of the Do Zone, and by total happenstance, you are my very first repeat guest.
After all
of that time.
Better than
the view, baby. Better than the job with George Ahar.
Yeah, you know, I've
we
talked
love
to
the
a
honor.
Lot of people. Yeah. And, absolutely. You know, it's just so for anybody that's listening here, you know, they showed up on my Zoom and I happened to be on Zoom and I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And then we recognized each other. And we're like, wait a minute. I know you.
It's like running into someone at the airport again.
Yeah.
That like, you ran into at the airport.
I remember
the first
that
time.
Immediately when I saw you guys. So, you know, we talked about geofencing, which is fascinating to me. I know this was a few months ago, but, and since we've talked, a lot of things have changed in the world of technology and marketing. And one of the things that has become highly prevalent since that time that we talked last is AI.
Yes.
And I'm curious with what you guys do. And first, I'm gonna give the caveman explanation of what you guys do. I need to add the nuance.
That's okay.
The caveman explanation is these guys, if you're walking down the street and you walk past a business that is one of their clients, they put a big dome over that business that identifies you walking into their zone. And then they can then beam marketing messages directly into your phone somehow and say, hey, since you're walking by, why don't you come on in and buy some of our stuff? And then I'm going to have you fill in all the cracks that I just left there. But that's basically what geofencing is in a way. Am I close?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just that we're it's a polygon. Basically, we draw a virtual fence, kind of like you know, the invisible dog fence, except we want you in and not keep you out.
Right.
But yeah, so we draw a virtual fence around the building, a virtual a fence around the demographics that would come to that establishment. And when they go into that geofence, if they're on any kind of app on the open web, say like the weather app, King James Bible, maybe the Wall Street Journal, they will see an ad for our store. So that's basically how. And if you look at it and you end up going to that store, the GPS basically pings us and lets us know that you actually have a visit. It's the only advertising that actually lets you know how many people saw the ad and actually walked into your establishment.
And then how it relates to AI is we're using it currently. So sometimes when you need creatives that you just, you know, I'm a master photographer. So if I need something done with Barbara and I will go out there. We just shot a commercial the other day. Barbara got the star in it. So we can shoot it.
I did.
But there's a lot of situations where you actually need a bespoke, literally a bespoke photograph. And you just don't have the time or ability to put those things together to produce that photograph. And I can tell you that there are so many great AIs out there now where you just speak and you know speak your directions or type in what kind of art direction you need and what kind of finished photograph you need, and it does it. And I've been amazed. At first, I always felt like, wow, this looks weird. This does not look natural. But over the last, I would say, 6 months, things have just gotten crazy. The graphics and just the realism and the humanness to images is way more improved.
It's fascinating to me. I was just last night, I had discovered this company called InVideo, I believe. And what they do is they create these faceless AI videos. Like you give it a prompt, and you can actually give it a website, an article, you know, five tips to having a more productive morning that somebody wrote. And you say, here's a link to this article. I want you to make a 45-second video, and each point that you make, I want you to change the stock video in the background and put some inspiring music and somebody surfing or whatever. And it just does everything for you with the perfect cuts. You just tell it like, I want something kind of like this. It makes the script, it does the voiceover, background music, everything's done for you in seconds.
That is amazing.
Well, you
Yeah.
definitely have to know the lingo to put in because
Sure.
it can't read your mind of what you want, right? So you have to definitely put in like points so that the AI understands what you're looking for. But it saves you a lot of work.
We had a client, Laundry Boy in Australia, and they wanted to do a TV commercial. And, you know, we had a, I mean, we don't know, we're on the Jersey Shore. We don't know many Aussie voiceover artists, but we were able to use AI to produce the whole thing.
Yeah, for the voiceover.
Fascinating,
It
man. You
was
know,
crazy.
and as much as AI is replacing our need to do a lot of work, we have to be careful to make sure that we maintain some authenticity. And so I'm curious, as far as advancements and what you guys do in that kind of geo-local targeting, what are some advancements that have happened in that industry? And honestly, most people don't even know this exists. And so I maybe
That's true.
talk about some of the things that have happened in the last year and some of the places you see it going in the next 6 months.
Sure. You're absolutely right. Barbara and I talk to people every day. That's why we guest on a lot of podcasts to educate the public and other agencies that geofencing is a very useful tool. In fact, it is the most useful tool for delivering foot traffic. And one of the advancements in the field is connected TV. Everyone has a smart TV. You know, everyone has a different subscription. And what's great now is that you can use geofencing to draw a virtual fence, like Barbara was explaining earlier, around a building and then target those smart TVs with ads. So it allows us to be hyper specific, but instead of just sending ads to your mobile device, or your desktop computer, we're now able to identify your smart TV and then send a customized ad that speaks to that person because it's based on where they've been, right? That's why geofencing is so effective. It's based on targeting you because of your travels. So if you've been in a Mercedes-Benz dealership and we send a Mercedes ad to your smart TV, you're more likely to enjoy that ad and possibly use those services because it's so precise. And connected TV is just a great way to build trust.
Yeah, we've been lucky with using the technologies that are coming out to integrate it into our geofencing. And I think that's why we have done such an amazing job for our clients is having that ability and flexibility because we're very flexible at what we add into that because we can take those commercials and send ads. So it's you want name recognition as well, especially when you start a new business. Because you want that person to actually say, oh yeah, I did see it on TV and now I'm seeing it on my phone. So you want that trust factor, right, for your business. So it's a way of enhancing that.
Awesome. And so tell me a little bit more about if somebody wanted to engage with you, what kind of businesses is this appropriate for? Who's it maybe not appropriate for? And how can we learn more?
Do you want to talk about some of the different clients we've had lately?
yeah, okay. So we have HVAC, we have laundromats, we have
erectile dysfunction.
ED.
I was waiting for you to get to that.
I was getting there.
So yeah, and we have erectile dysfunction drugs.
Yes, and then we also have Social Security disability, which is helping Social Security
recipients,
right, get back to work. So that was very interesting for us. We have aviation, such a vast restaurants. I mean, you can go from any brick and mortar to a website. I mean, we can direct traffic to the website because we're outside of the Facebook, Google, walled gardens, because you're basically paying money against yourselves, right? So we have the open web and we're hitting everybody in that area specifically for that business. So we are very targeted for that. But I think also we are lucky that we have the technology that we have that we're integrating every day.
We often start with a foot traffic study before we even engage a business. So geofencing is really useful because we're, like Barbara was saying, instead of competing in a walled garden locally, we're creating these niches based on people's real world travels and real world shopping habits. And then we're sending them ads that are really speak to them because it's based on their real world experience. And foot traffic studies, really, almost anything, whether you're a commercial real estate, if you're going to open up a shopping mall, or if you're going to open up a retail space in a store, you really should kind of know who goes where and what their travels are along the day, instead of opening up a business and staring out the window and kind of wondering where everyone is. And, you know, I remember distinctly being a waiter in a restaurant just out of high school, and I would stare at the people walking into the gelato place next door. I'm like, what's up? We got food in here. Like, you know, and you often people think location will do everything for them. And that's not the case. That's why geofencing is so useful.
And also we do events. Say you have a big event going on. We can actually target everybody at that event. We have a lot of things that we can do. I don't know what we can't do.
Well, we started out with laundromats. We're one of the largest advertisers for laundromats in the U.S. We're the only geofencing ad agency in Australia, and we're venturing out to other companies countries. But car washes, you know, we sort of mastered our tech. You know, our 10,000 hours we spent that doing laundromats and car washes. And okay, if you really look at those businesses, they're great businesses, and you get a great education. Really, you get a wonderful education when you're advertising and driving foot traffic to these ma and pa businesses. And we love it, and we're really passionate about it. And I think it's because we started off in those blue collar businesses.
And promoting franchises.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
And so where can we go to learn more about this?
Go to our website, CullariMedia.com, CULLARI Media, MEDIA.com.
CullariMedia.com?
Yes.
Very well. Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guests, Ernesto and Barbara, for coming on and sharing a little bit of sci-fi and reality here, where we can basically know exactly where you were and beam a message directly to you at any time. So it's fascinating times to be in business these days. So for those of you who want to learn more, you can go to CullariMedia.com, CullariMedia.com. I got that right?
Yes.
Double. We're happy to have that distinction of being the only guest ever to.
We got this one. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Doubling up here. So for those of you who are listening to this podcast on your morning commute in the gym or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow up by automating it completely, go download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Hey, that's it. Let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.